I'm David Schreiner Kahn, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Wendy Lipton Dibner. Wendy is the president of Professional Impact. She is the founder of the Action Movement. Wendy is the creator of the Move People to Action system for experts and entrepreneurs. She is a three-time best-selling author and all-around great person. Wendy, welcome to the show.
David, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Wendy, tell me a little bit about why you do what you do.
I do what I do because since the time I was a little girl, all I wanted to do was make a difference. And I knew that from the time I was two. And so from that point forward, it's always been about how can I make an impact on people's lives? How can I help people be happier, get more of what they want? And then that has transitioned in the classic entrepreneurial new business every few years scenario, building 10 successful businesses and having the incredible privileges of just touching millions of lives. It's a beautiful way to live. It started out, the very first thing I did was consulting and doing research in social research. And that became my first business where I was offering consulting in research to help people make a greater impact in hospitals and private practices and small businesses based on theories that I had developed and never actually tried in the real world. The second business then became opening a social laboratory of my own business to see if my formulas actually worked in business. And when they did, that then launched a series of other businesses from there. So that second business was a full service styling salon for men and women, which was the most interesting, exciting 3 years of testing formulas. And it turned out that these formulas were making things happen in that industry that no one had ever seen. And that launched a corporate career, and it just went on from there. It's been an amazing ride, and I'm not done yet.
Wow. You know, it sounds like a really interesting path. Did you have people around you who were entrepreneurs who knew a lot about running businesses?
Absolutely not. You know, today's world, we are so fortunate that we have people like you doing these podcasts that make it possible, you know, that we can go anywhere now to get all kinds of information. Today, it's a good thing to be an entrepreneur. When I first started over 30 years ago, I thought there was something wrong with me because I couldn't stick to one thing, right? Because every time I would come up with a new idea, I would build the mountain. It was time to move on. I thought, oh my gosh, when am I ever going to settle on anything? And I envied people who were able to pick one job and stick with it. It wasn't until 10 years ago that I found out this is a specific brain wiring. This is a specific way to be. And that those of us who now proudly call ourselves entrepreneurs aren't here because there's something wrong with us, but because we are unique in how we think. It's an extraordinary freeing moment when you realize that.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. When growing up in the 60s and 70s, I can tell you that I think I was taught a line of thinking, which is you're going to study one particular thing and you're going to have a particular kind of professional focus, and that's what you're going to do for the rest of your working life. And I struggled with that for a long time myself. And you're right. Being able to sort of follow your own path and see where things open up and pursue opportunities as they develop is actually a very, very freeing thing to be able to do that.
And knowing more than anything else, knowing that you're doing that because you were born with an amazing capacity to think in ways that, quite frankly, most people can't. It isn't that they don't, it's that they can't. It's a different brain wiring. So embrace it, love it, and use it.
That's true. I find that particularly people who are my clients who are entrepreneurial have a very hard time with the concept of actually having a job. And there are some who are sometimes on the fence and they really have a hard time being entrepreneurs because they are on the fence, but those who are really like diehard entrepreneurs don't do well in jobs.
Yes.
Yeah. So one of the things that I see, which is frankly the reason for starting this podcast, is that people who are entrepreneurial, who have been successful, often get to the point where they've reached a plateau and they get stuck.
Yes.
Even if there's a very clear market for what it is they sell, they sometimes get stuck anyway. They're successful up to a certain point, and there's a big gap between their level of success and their aspirations. Now, I know that you have a lot to offer people who are in this category. What kind of advice would you offer or give to people who are stuck?
I love that question, David. Thank you. So there's a couple of things I'll share on that. The first thing is we have to get one thing clear in the entrepreneurial sphere and, quite frankly, in all business. The saying that if you keep on doing what you've always done, you'll keep on getting what you always got actually is not true in today's marketplace. Here's why. What I find with my clients is they say, okay, you know what, here's everything that made me successful, so I'm just going to keep doing what made me successful, and it will make me more successful. But in today's marketplace, with so much transparency, so much available online, and obviously so much global noise with the internet and everything else that's going on, if we keep on doing what we've always done, our competitors see what we've done, they see our success, they duplicate that, and then all of a sudden we're sharing more and more of the same pie, so of course we can't get through. So one of the logistics of smashing the plateau for my clients has been shaking it up, doing something new, something different, something creative, something no one else is doing, or at least a twist on something you've done in the past, which then not only refreshes your energy and passion, but it also helps you stand out again. So that's one piece. The other piece of the puzzle, David, and this is huge, is applying what I call the action formula. So do you want me to take a couple seconds and teach the formula?
Sure. I have one question first, which is, yeah, does it matter what kind of business you're in?
In terms of what?
In terms, because you were talking about constantly evolving and tweaking and iterating. Yes. Does it matter what kind of business you're in when you're doing that?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay. All right. So please continue.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a great question. I mean, I have corporate healthcare, not-for-profit, small business, Fortune 50. No matter what, if you just can't keep doing the same thing and expect to get more. Just doesn't work.
Yeah. No, I find the same thing. I agree.
Yeah. So the other piece then is the action formula. And this I'm a researcher from the beginning, so everything I do, I research and test before I tell people about this. And this one formula, of all of the formulas that I've created, is the one that has proven to be the most dynamic for my entrepreneurs that have grown to a certain, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 figure point, and they just can't break through it. The action formula says that there are three things we must have in order to succeed, in order to take action. Those three things are things that we all talk about every day, but we don't think of them in terms of smashing a plateau, in terms of moving ourselves to a different sphere of success, the way I say it. So here are the three things. Number one, when we first got started in business, we sat down and we said, okay, what do we want and why do we want it? And this is the classic desire discussion. So if you woke up tomorrow morning and magically, without having to do anything at all, your business was exactly as you wanted it to be, what would it look like? What would it have? What would you be doing? What would you not be doing? All of these classic questions that we use in order to define what we're doing and why. Those questions, what I find is that people forget to go back and review them. So if you're stuck behind a plateau, the very first thing I'm going to invite you to do is start all over again with a new vision for what you really want. And make sure that what you really want is what you've got. I would say about one third of the time, this isn't an exact statistic, but it's about one third of the time My entrepreneurs that are sort of staying put in one place and haven't moved forward in the last 6 months are stuck because they don't have the same passion that they had. The reason they don't have the same passion is, quite frankly, they've gotten bored. And that's sort of the mindset of the entrepreneur. We get bored, we want to move on. But rather than having to reinvent an entire wheel and start a new business, as I've done so many times, the real secret is to reinvigorate your passion by redesigning your existing plan. So that's the first piece. The second piece is about resources. Once you've redesigned your plan, the question to ask yourself is, do I have every single thing that I need so I'm able to make this happen? By asking that question, what you will discover is probably not. Probably if you're looking to get to a new level in your business or to refresh or repassion or whatever, the bottom line is you're missing something. It could be team, it could be skills, it could be money, it could be infrastructure, it could be inventory. There's obviously many, many things that it could be. But at the end of the day, you're missing some resource that you need so you're able to take it to the next level. So what we've done so far is, what do you want and are you able to make it happen? What we find over and over again in every industry, from healthcare to hair care, frankly, is that people can't get to the next level in business simply by knowing what they want and being able to do it. And the reason they can't is because of the third piece of the formula, which is what I call permission. It's the mindset. It's that moment where we stop ourselves. And what I see over and over, David, is that every entrepreneur at some point in his or her career stops themselves from letting themselves have what they truly want. And they don't even know they're doing it.
We are often our own worst enemies.
Absolutely. And the reason that that happens is because there are rules that we live that we don't know we're living. Because of that, those rules sort of lurk underneath. They have no impact on us whatsoever until we reach a point of success, and then they come screaming to the surface and they stop us. So the secret there is to discover, what are the rules that you've been living your whole life, never even noticed it, didn't even care, and now those rules are blocking you? They could be rules that helped you get where you are, and now they're stopping you from going further. It's the subject of my second bestseller, Shatter Your Speed Limits. So if you are hearing this and you're thinking, oh my gosh, that might be me, go ahead and grab that book, because it's probably the best $14 you'll spend at this point.
No, that's a great piece of advice, and sounds like it would be a great resource for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What are some examples that you might have used yourself to go through this process and shatter the speed limit for yourself?
I go through this once a year, like clockwork. I sit down typically on the first day of the year, because that's sort of a great reinvention day for all of us. And I sit down and I say, okay, is this what I want? Do I have everything in my business and my life that is exactly as I want it to be? And if I don't, how do I want it to be different? And I outline my map for the year based on, how do I want my life to be different? I do this with all my clients as well. We all go through this. If you woke up tomorrow morning and magically you were able to have the precise life that you want and the precise business that you want, how would it be different? So when you start to outline that, what you discover is, wow, I really love so much of what's happening, and here are the pieces that are missing. And the pieces that are missing are never overwhelming when you do it this way, because it's just a little piece of everything you love. So now you take that piece and you say, fine, what's it going to take to make that happen? And that's what I do every year. I sit down and say, okay, here's what's missing. What do I need so I'm able to make this happen? Who do I need to get into my life? What do I need to learn? What do I need to do? And then the final piece is, okay, what's scary about this? What is scaring me? What will keep me from being willing to go ahead and make this happen? And as soon as I identify what those things are, I work on that first, clearing the deck, making myself able and willing before I go ahead and set myself up to succeed, because otherwise I know I'm going to be spinning wheels, working my tail off, and not getting where I want.
Wendy, what are some of the fears that you hear from people that that block them and prevent them from taking action?
It's classic. So the number one fear is, ironically, fear of success. It's you know, careful what you wish for kind of thing. The more success that we have, the more responsibility we carry, the more stress we perceive, and quite frankly, the more we have to do until we document and figure out the best ways to go ahead and manage that success so that it frees us. It actually bogs us down. So the biggest challenge then in fear of success is to recognize that there's freedom in structure. And that's really hard for entrepreneurs to grab. But the more structure we put in, the more free we are.
Talk to me more about that, because I see the same thing.
Most
of my clients need more structure, and often they're very resistant.
Absolutely. Of course, we're entrepreneurs who want structure. We became entrepreneurs because we relish freedom. So what I've discovered over and over again, not just in my own businesses, but you know, in thousands and thousands of others, when we put in a structure so that we know, all right, here's what has to happen, here's what we need to do to make it happen, here's when it has to happen, here's how we're going to make it happen, basically a plan, we can stop thinking about the plan and we can focus on what we love. You know, for me, the focus has always been, how can I make a bigger impact? If I have to sit down each morning and think about, all right, how many hours am I going to spend on email and how many hours, that's not fun. So I just put the structure in place and then I'm free to have fun. The biggest fear after fear of success is fear of loss. So let me explain what I mean by that. People think of it in terms of fear of failure. It's really, ironically, fear of failure is way down on the list for people who are at plateau. Fear of failure is for startups. Fear of failure at plateau is a whole different ballgame. So what I'm talking about is fear of loss. What are you going to lose if you do this thing? So will you lose time with your family? Will you lose an extra week of vacation that you were planning because now you're going to use that week to create, you know, a whole new vision? Will you lose friends? This is huge. Oh my gosh. So many of my clients, when we get to talking about this, have discovered that their friends are starting to either get uncomfortable around their success, or else they just don't understand it. So they don't invite them to dinners because their conversations aren't fun anymore. Or we start to realize, you know what? I used to really love being with these people. And now what they're talking about is so not where I am. And we don't want to say goodbye to those friends. And we want to be with those friends and we can't figure out a place to put them. So it's all the fear of loss. It's not about fear of losing money at that point. We know how to make money. Money is not the issue. It's a much bigger, you know, Maslow kind of hierarchy at that point where we're afraid that we're going to lose people, freedom, space, and even creative time because we're busy working on infrastructure and logistics. That is immediately resolved with effective team. So when you have a great team, what happens is you're bringing people into your life who will not only handle all the things that you don't want to do, but also who will keep you jazzed with conversations that really rock your world so that you get that piece of you fed And then you can enjoy your friends, your old friends, and be with them and love them and not need them for that peace that we all so desperately need.
Do you come across people who are fearful of making an investment in new resources?
Of course.
Talk to me about that.
You know, it's all over the place in terms of what makes them afraid. So if you find yourself being afraid of investing money in something, whether that something is a consultant or training or product or inventory or a new building, whatever it is, if you're afraid of investing money, the first question I'm going to invite you to ask yourself is, what specifically is scary about this? Don't ask yourself, why am I afraid? Because why am I afraid just puts you into a defensive place. Ask yourself, what specifically is scary about this? You can't fix it if you don't know what it is. So you've got to discover what is frightening you. Mm-hmm. And once you find it, you can fix it. You see, mm-hmm. what happens is we get stuck with saying what we're afraid of, but we don't take it further to say, and what's scary about that? If you keep asking yourself, fine, and what's scary about that? Eventually you will break it down to the bottom line, real thing that's scary, and that you can fix.
Wendy, can you tell me some stories about how people have really made some transformations as a result of using some of these tools?
Sure. I'll tell you one of my favorite stories. I'm not going to name the clients, obviously, but one of my favorite stories is one that we really don't think about a lot. And it was a Fortune 50 company that had been stuck for a really long time, making obviously a lot of money, but they weren't getting where they wanted to be. They weren't competing effectively in the marketplace. They were seeing themselves stagnating. And so I shared with them a mindset reset that I give all my clients, and I'm happy to share this now, but when they made this reset, it then changed everything that they did from product development down to sales, and that reset completely shifted their revenues. So in 27 days, they had increased 200%, and it just kept going up and up and up, and it was a simple change of perspective. So one of the things that I love about what we all do, no matter what your product or service is that when we shift our perspective on our business, that then trickles down to everything we do. And the result of that is extraordinary. This is one of those moments for all of you who are listening to this, you need to understand something. This is going to be one of those moments where it's, that can't be that important, is going to be your reaction. It's going to be, okay, that's way too simple. That is just way too simple. There's no way you're going to tell me that something that simple is going to make me millions of dollars. Here's the bottom line. Some of the most powerful things you will ever do in your business will be the most simple. Please keep that in mind. All right. So here's the perspective. It's the perspective I share everywhere now because it is the one that has made the most money for my clients. It is, stop thinking about money. It's just that simple. You've got to stop thinking about money and focus every single thing in your business on making an impact on people's lives. So how do your products and services make a difference in the world? How do your customer service people make a difference when they get on the phone? How are your sales professionals making a difference? If you're out there making a difference in people's lives with every single conversation, with every single marketing piece, with everything you do, the money will just come. Stop thinking about money.
But if you do stop thinking about money and you focus on the impact that you're having and how you help people, which is frankly the reason why people will be attracted to you, and when they start receiving value from what it is you offer, they will be willing to pay for it. and they will be happy to pay for it. Here's a question that I come across quite frequently, particularly with people who are solopreneurs, who are selling their services, which is they are very happy to help people, and they love making an impact, but when it does come time to talk about the money, they underprice themselves. What advice would you have for somebody in that circumstance?
It depends on the reason they're underpricing. So, I mean, sometimes that's a valuable strategy, is to underprice and undercut the market. So the question becomes, are you underpricing for a reason?
No, it's not to undercut the market.
Okay, so then the question becomes, what's keeping you from seeing yourself as a valuable entity and pricing yourself at the value the market will pay? You know, that's a limit that has to get shattered. You know, when we talk about shatter your speed limits, and we talk about the irony of success, which is that people think we're awesome and we don't even see it ourselves, kind of thing.
It's very hard to see yourself quite often.
Yeah, so that's a therapy issue. And that, you know, I mean, we can do all kinds of, go out and get endorsements and all these kinds of stuff, but at the end of the day, when people give you testimonials and endorsements, and they, I mean, I have walls in my office that are filled with thank you notes, because I need to see that every single day to remind myself that what I do makes a difference in the world, because it's easy to get caught in detail and forget about that. So sometimes you have to surround yourself with that kind of stuff. But more times than not, what we find is that entrepreneurs have hidden success barriers. You know, one of the things that I do with my clients, and I will happily do it with your listeners, is I send them to my husband. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Every single entrepreneur everywhere has a hidden success barrier. So wherever that is, wherever that's hiding inside you, at the end of the day, if you don't find that, it will come up to bite you in your proverbial anatomy just at the moment that you're doing something and trying to get more successful. So when that happens, I sick my husband on people, because he is the only man in the world that I have ever met that has figured out how to identify and break through these barriers in record time. I can't even tell you. I mean, I did not marry him because of this. I met him many, many, many years ago when we were both working on helping entrepreneurs. And the reality is that I've never seen anything like this. And so all of my clients have to, you know, have 3 sessions with him, because I don't want anybody getting in their way.
So, Wendy, please tell us who your husband is.
Oh, what a concept. Yes. please, absolutely get to know my husband. You can find him at 3hoursuccess.com. His name is Dr. Hal Dibner. He's a 3-time board certified analyst who has figured out a way to identify and break through barriers in record time by phone. It's extraordinary what this guy does. It's everybody who goes to him says, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Where have you been all my life? I wish I had known you 20 years ago, kind of thing. It's really amazing.
And you're married to each other.
We are. We're very much a we-some. We do a lot of our programs together. For many years, we traveled together doing workshops specifically in healthcare, and then in corporate. And just, you know, I'm at the front of the room and he's at the back of the room, and I'm giving people all the strategies and tools that they need. I mean, I'm also certified in all kinds of areas of psychotherapy, but that was never my passion. So I do that from the front of the stage. That's what Shatter Your Speed Limits is all about. But for him, his passion is the one-to-one conversations, where he really gets to go deep and say, okay, I found it. There it is. Does that fit for you? And they say, yes, that's it. Oh my gosh, you're amazing. It's really cool to watch.
Great. Thank you. So Wendy, one of the themes that I hear repeatedly in the interviews that I'm doing as part of this podcast is the importance of continual learning, and how people who are leaders and entrepreneurs are always trying to learn new things, keep up with the latest concepts, and in particular, many of them follow certain influencers and look to them for guidance. What are your thoughts about influencers?
Oh boy, here we go. Okay, so on the one hand, I'm deeply grateful for the fact that there are people out there in the world who have done it and are now helping us with shortcuts. Got it. Many, many of my clients are top influencers. And the reason that they come to me is very simple. It's because they've drunk the Kool-Aid that I'm about to share with you, David.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reality that in many, many, many influencer programs, books, resources, what we find is what we're supposed to do and not how to do it. And so the challenge that we see over and over again is that people are spending a lot of money on these influencers and spending a lot of time trying to implement what these influencers are teaching and not getting anywhere with it. And my passion, quite frankly, my fury about this is what led me to start the action movement, because there are very few people out there in the world who are teaching information in a way that it is then implementable. You know, it moves to the back. So I sat down to change that. And so in the average estimate of people who attend seminars, certainly in the learning industry, in the personal and professional development industry, what has been estimated, because nobody's ever done the research, is that less than 2% of people who attend seminars or read books ever actually implement and get success as the influencer had promised. So I set about to change that. I started using the action formula, a lot of other formulas, and discovered that in fact I could get up to 93%. And so for many years I was sustaining this 93% success rate. I had no idea that it was good because I was in a window, and what I looked to do was change it. And I spent years trying to grab that last 7%, got up to 94, went back down to 93. I was never able to get it higher than that. The amount of work and effort that went into making that happen is not work that most people are willing to do. And so what I did was I created the action movement and started a community of people who are driven to make a difference with their products and services. And those people are moving people to action. Those people are delivering products that people actually use. What a concept. And when you get results for people with your products and services, the next thing you know is they're telling all their friends about you. Your marketing budget goes down because now it's all about repeat and referral business. It's extraordinary what happens. But unfortunately, David, most influencers don't even think about that. They put their stuff together, they put it out into the world to help people, and then they don't ever make the difference that they had hoped to make. And it's really sad.
It is sad. And actually, Wendy, it's interesting that you should mention this, because in my own business, 10 Strategic Partners, which I originally conceived of as a kind of traditional consulting business, I found that what clients lacked the most was taking action. And I ended up repositioning the business to focus on implementation, which is the concept behind getting people to implement sounds very simple, but it's not so easy to do. And frankly, I found after spending years hiring consultants and then trying to be one myself, that the differentiation of focusing on implementation and action is really a major differentiation that's really important and really key to actually get clients to succeed.
It is totally different. And there are formulas. In fact, I don't know if you've had a chance to watch those videos, David. I would love for you to. They're absolutely free. There's nothing being sold there at theactionmovement.com. And it talks about, you know, what does it really take to grow a business that's impact driven, so that you are moving people to action, so that you do get people to tear that cellophane off of your products and to actually implement your how-to advice and your services and whatever it is that you're selling in the world, whether it's, you know, communication systems or you know, seminars. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, people have to take it home and use it and talk about it and enjoy it and share it.
You're right. Using it is the most important thing. So, Wendy, yeah, please tell our listeners a little bit more about how they can learn more about you.
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, go to theactionmovement.com. Go ahead and watch that video. If it speaks to you, then scroll down the page, sign the manifesto of your commitment to make a difference in the world, and that will give you access to more training. Nothing is being sold there whatsoever. It also obviously gets you on my list, which you're welcome to be a part of, and I send out emails all the time with more and more information, or else, you know, opt out, whatever, but watch those videos, because that's the most important thing you can do at this point in today's marketplace, is to be focused on moving people to action and making sure that you're making a difference in every life you touch, so that they will see you as the go-to for everything they need in your area of expertise.
Great. Wendy, what are you working on now that you're most excited about?
Oh, I'm actually writing a new book. People have asked me over and over again, please, will you share with us, you know, how you have done all of these amazing things for businesses? And so that book is coming out in 2015. I have my Move People to Action live event, which I do twice a year. Right now, we're in the middle, actually, of a promotion for that. And so it's very exciting. The next one is going to be at Disney. And I'm going to actually reveal for our attendees precisely what it is that Disney does to move people to action. So we're very excited about that one. And that's at the end of January in Orlando. You can learn about that at movepeopletoaction.com. I just love everything. It's too much fun doing what you and I do, David. I mean, we make sure that people are out there making a difference with their products and services. It doesn't get any better than that.
You're right. No, it is a lot of fun. Wendy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been Wendy Lipton Dibner, who is president of Professional Impact. Thank you again, Wendy, for joining us.
Thank you, David.
You've been listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by 10 Strategic Partners. Be sure to visit our website at smashingtheplateau.com and join our email list to hear many more great interviews like this one. And if you like what you heard, please leave us a review on iTunes by going to smashingtheplateau.com/iTunes. I'm your host, David Schreiner-Kahn, and we'll be talking again soon.